Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Coffee farmers to benefit from Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee Festival. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
If I could retire now, I'd have more time to set up my own business.
If I could retire now, I'll be able to join the rest of my family overseas.
If I could retire now, trust me, I'd spend the first week just sleeping.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old at the Special Early Retirement Program gives you the choice to retire early with added benefits. It's strictly voluntary. Speak with your HR department. Call 778-5840 or see the press for details. Deadline to apply is February 16. Apply today.
7,000 coffee farmers are set to benefit from a coffee festival being hosted by the Ministry of Tourism. The staging of the Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee Festival, scheduled to be held over 3 days, March 23 to 25, in Newcastle, St. Andrew, is part of the Tourism Ministry's objective to foster the strategic growth of culinary tourism in Jamaica. Other stakeholders in the staging of the event include the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries and the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA.
The Blue Mountain Coffee Festival is of extreme significance for the marketing and branding of one of Jamaica's finest products, which is being offered to the world, which in this case is Jamaican coffee.
Acting Director General of the Jamaica Coffee Exporters Association, Gusland McCook, speaking on behalf of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda at the press launch of the Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee Festival in Kingston recently. The festival will bring together local and international coffee connoisseurs, coffee suppliers and other interested parties.
The Jamaica Coffee Exporters Association commends the Ministry of Tourism and the Linkage Council for taking this initiative to launch this event so we can share this superb coffee story that began in 1728 when the first coffee trees were taken to Jamaica by Sir Nicholas Laws.
Chairman of the Coffee Exporters Association, Norman Grant. A key component of the festival is the coordination of an income buyer mission through Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, that will assist local producers of Blue Mountain coffee to access new and existing markets. This is expected to spur the growth and expansion of the coffee sector.
I must applaud the Ministry of Tourism, Linkages, Gastronomy Network for hosting this inaugural Jamaican Blue Mountain Coffee Festival. This will promote and provide great opportunities to further facilitate and foster growth in the coffee industry. And my farmers from East Rural St. Andrew welcome and applaud the efforts.
Member of Parliament for East Rural St. Andrew, Juliet Holness. Among the festival's features will be a business development workshop for farmers. This will take place on day one of the event. Another feature of the event will be a culinary trail.
So if you want to book a tour, if you've never really been to a coffee farm, you want to carry family and friends, you want to have that experience, you'll also be able to do that. If you have family and friends from overseas, person will be on island during March 22 to 25th, they will be able to book a tour experience as well.
Head of the Gastronomy Network, Nicola Madden-Gregg. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Every mickle make a muckle. Translation, every mickle makes a muckle. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, everything adds up. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.